Well, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, one of the most anticipated automotive showcases in the world, open for preview, press days, the big deal. We get to all walk in on January 20th. And my next guest, I look for a play-by-play of what's happening on the grounds, Hugh Milne, on behalf of Chevrolet Silverado, you, the marketing manager. Good morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yeah, good. Yeah, a couple hats if you could wear. First of all, give me a hat of the 101s of this North American International Auto Show. Still bigger and better, Hugh?
Yeah, you know, it grows every year in terms of the vehicles that are here and kind of just the display space. You walk around. I mean, obviously, I'm a little partial to the Chevy display, which looks fantastic. But you walk around, there's just some great things for the public to see and do in terms of, you know, interactives and whatnot. It's a great day to come down here and spend with family.
Great. And it is, remind me, the workings of an auto show. It's not that I'm ready to write a check today. It's my opportunity to sit in the car and to talk to the product specialist and, to get a close-up look without feeling intimidated.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, during the winter, it's a great time. You know, what else are you going to do on a cold, snowy day in Michigan? But, you know, you come down, spend the day. There'll be a lot of product specialists walk around and all of the displays that can answer questions. And you know, where else can you shop for everything that you might be interested in just in one spot, right?
Yeah, awesome. Well, for a couple of years, way back in the 90s, I actually was a product specialist with Pontiac, so I know the workings of the ground and more. So, I swallowed my water wrong. Tell me about Chevy.
Chevrolet, we actually revealed our 2019 all-new Chevrolet Silverado, kind of a little bigger, bolder, modern design, nothing that you're going to mistake going down the road for anything other than a Silverado, but some definite changes, and a lot of it came from input from our customers. So the front end sits about an inch taller, the wheelbase has been pushed out about 4 inches, and that's allowed us to do a bigger cab, which means 3 inches more legroom in the rear seat of our crew cabs for the passengers.
Wow.
And we've done some really creative storage things to kind of help out with putting stuff away and getting clutter out of the cab.
I understand 2017 was a momentous year for Chevy, if we can pick your brain a little bit here.
Basically, 2017 was our third consecutive year of share growth, so, you know, the market's good. A lot of that is being fueled by trucks. Trucks are kind of hot again. That and our crossovers. If you look at the all-new Traverse and Equinox, they're selling very strong in the marketplace. Great reviews from, you know, the media as well as our customers.
What about this self-driving car? Will Chevy be on the road here?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get to it. Unfortunately, they don't really let me play with much more than trucks. We've got, from a technology standpoint, there's a lot going on with General Motors and what we're doing, you know, looking into the future. I mean, we've always are, you know, planning ahead.
Well, speaking of trucks, this 2018 GMC Sierra, goodness gracious, 2500 HD, it's an all-mountain concept here?
Yeah, GMC has a partnership that they've done with Vail, and this was kind of a fun concept vehicle. Basically removed the wheels and tires from it, and it runs on like a snow tread. I'm sure there's some pictures online that your listeners can see. But yeah, it's pretty kind of crazy and different, something fun.
What else would you like to share when it comes to getting ourselves down to the North American International Auto Show? Obviously, Grand Rapids has their Michigan International end of this month, but what's special about your display?
Well, if you get down here, there's several things within the Chevrolet display. Chevy truck, we're actually celebrating 100 years, so it's our centennial. We've got a Silverado and a Colorado Centennial Edition. They're parked in the display along with a 67 Silverado that's painted up the same way that's meant to match as you know, those three trucks sit together, along with a cool heritage display of content that we have. So any of your folks that are into truck and just even history, I mean, there's some really great pictures in there if you look at the, you know, the history of trucks and how it's changed the landscape of America. And then just within the display, we've got a 50th anniversary Hot Wheels Camaro. I'm sure, you know, families and kids will get a kick out of. Not only is it a cool car, and sits inside a really cool display. And then we also have the opportunity for people attending to do a virtual reality drive. So you end up, you know, putting the virtual goggles on, sitting in a seat, and it feels just like you're on the road. The seat moves. They actually blow a little air as you're driving, and it's kind of a tour of our Milford Proving Grounds where we do a lot of testing. It takes you through some of the testing and the development process for how we do things.
Wow, very awesome. And for someone who has never been to an auto show, obviously, how do I make the best use of my time?
Well, you know, there's just a lot to see. So if you get down here, I would plan on spending the day and just, you know, taking your time going through and looking at everything. And then a lot of times stuff end up being kind of behind walls or behind other displays. Just kind of pay attention because it's easy to miss what's out there because there are some great displays and a lot of them.
Great. Still with me?
Yes.
Okay, super. All right. Bottom line, I guess tell me how to find out more about Chevy and the auto show.
Well, I'm sure you can go online for North American International Auto Show. There'll be plenty of information there, and I'm sure there's maps and parking and all the information for that. And Chevrolet.com is always a great place to learn about the product, and we've got a link there for the new truck. People can see, you know, the pictures, which I think pictures are worth 1,000 words in terms of what the vehicles look like. So I would encourage your listeners to do that and take a look and get down to the show if they can make it.
Great. Keep up your good work, Hugh Milne, Chevrolet Silverado Marketing Manager. Thanks for the tease, and enjoy your crowds. Take care.
Thank you.